the final stretch, the home stretch, 2 months. 2 months until the presidential election. And oh, the FBI and the DOJ have a new Russian conspiracy hoax for you. And people are falling for it. I can't believe it. I guess I would expect nothing more from the American left, the liberal, the Democrat, but for conservatives and right-wingers to pile on and now believe the DOJ is something I did not see on my bingo card. I did not have that one coming. And yet here we are. And then it serves as the perfect distraction as people want to pile on and be holier than thou. And it serves as the perfect distraction from Hunter Biden pleading guilty today. And it's not even about Hunter Biden. It's not even about the guilty plea. It's about the fact that, as we had the guests on yesterday, they were going to be covering it. They didn't want the witness testimony. The witness testimony was going to be so damning in the Hunter Biden case that he just went ahead and pled guilty instead of fighting it. Now, is a pardon from his father a guarantee? I would say it's probably a pretty safe bet. I would say it's probably a pretty safe bet. And maybe this was all agreed to when Biden dropped out. Because this could have blown the Biden crime family wide open for the American people to see. It would have cost him the election, likely, if this would have gone to trial and all the witnesses would have come forward. But now Biden's out and Hunter Biden pleads guilty. And so you kind of just sweep it under the rug. Biden gets to ride off into the sunset with all the cash from the foreign countries. Hunter Biden gets the pardon. Put a bow on it. Put a bow on it. But, oh, there's no FBI indictments. There's no DOJ indictments into the Bidens taking millions of dollars countries that we have on record with the House committees, the Judiciary Committee, the Oversight Committee. We have the checks. We have the bank records. I mean, we got a whole wire transfer book outline slideshow. Oh, no, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about American media being Russian agents again. Oh. Now, yesterday, I warned there would be international gang warfare. It seems that we're inching ever closer to that in Chicago. Now, there's a lot of videos going around. I can't really, I decided I'm not going to air them because I just can't confirm what's really going on. And it's mostly being hid from the news. And it's funny enough, it's these situations where talk radio ends up being the most important medium to understand what's really going on, where I could probably open up the phone lines and say, people in Chicago, what's really going on? Now, there's a little bit of news in this on the media, and there's some back and forth. Again, we're talking about international gang warfare, where Chicago gangs are now getting into territory wars with Venezuelan gangs. And there's all kinds of videos on the internet, but again, it's hard to really confirm this stuff and place this stuff, so I've just decided I'm not going to air it. But we do have some headlines, and I do think something's going on. But it's like the best source would just be for me to open up the phone lines and say, hey, if you're in Chicago, what's going on? So we've got that coming up. Now this whole DOJ, FBI indictment, tenant media thing ties into how the Russians and the world are really just laughing at us at this point. Our leadership is such a joke. And I guess to an extent, I mean, it's hard to say they disrespect all American people, but certainly the American left is just the laughingstock of the world at this point. And so Vladimir Putin comes out and endorses Kamala Harris. And so we'll show you some of the headlines on that. And then you've got a legal battle going on as far as the judge that's about to sentence Donald Trump coming up on September 18th. He has been sued, as well as the Ethics Commission for New York. So we got that coming up as well. And then some important news breaking from Elon Musk. Oh, and the shooter, as was reported yesterday, was known to the FBI. In fact, was known to the FBI as far back as 2023. Wow. And then we got a bunch of video clips dealing with all of this, including Trump speaking today in New York City. He had his town hall last night. He did an hour with Sean Hannity. They're going to air the hour number two, which was questions with the audience. That's going to be aired tonight. So we're going to have all of that coming up. And I don't want to spend too much time on this either, because I want to stay focused on the news. But if you listen to the Alex Jones show today, and I was listening when he was kind of giving an update on the status of InfoWars and of the company. And, of course, I've been asked for comment on this publicly, privately, too many times to count. And I don't really do, like, canned press statements or, like, legal speak or anything like that. I don't have lawyers writing me statements. I speak for myself. But kind of for the first time, I was like, look, I'm just going to have a canned response, and that's as long as there's a duty for me here at InfoWars, as long as there's an InfoWars war room, I'm going to show up and I'm going to do my job. And if you want updates on the situation, go to the Alex Jones show. He'll provide you with those. I'm just here to do my job. But I was listening to Alex today, and it kind of really hit home. And I resonate with how he's feeling and how he's thinking going through all of this. And I'm not a bitter person, but like I can sense like where it would be, if you can understand what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't affect me, but I can kind of like sense it, like, oh yeah, that would make somebody bitter. So what I see happening is, and the way Alex kind of put it today, it's like, we're just so used to the corruption at this point. It's like, and maybe for us, we're just so used to being in the info war and dealing with all of that. And that's probably true. And it's probably a survival thing for us to just kind of become numb to it in a way. And I'm speaking for the crew that's been working here for years, the crew that's been working 10-hour, 15-hour days, 7 days a week for years, on this crazy ship. So it's like we kind of just become numb to it, like punch drunk, like just in the trenches. It's like, oh yeah, you know, another mortar shell just blew up behind us. And same for Alex. But there's an understanding here. And most people just don't have it because they haven't been through it yet. And so that's what's so frustrating. So it's like, we don't come on air and make ourselves the story every day. I don't come on air and talk about what I've been through or what InfoWars has been through or Alex or anybody, because we want to cover the news. But it's like people really don't get the times we're living in. They really don't understand how serious the corruption is. Now, they get it now more than they did, say, 4 years ago or 10 years ago. And this is where I could see somebody being bitter, because what I see now is basically the new conservative media, if you will, the new right-wing media, if you will, is basically building their castle, building their empire on the foundations that were laid by Alex Jones and InfoWars. And I don't really care. We just want to save the country. It's all about prosperity. But they don't understand that if InfoWars or when InfoWars goes down, you're all doomed. And I really just don't think people understand how serious this is. Now, if we get Trump in, maybe we avoid that. But you understand, what they do to Alex Jones and what they do to InfoWars, they will do to you. You are not untouchable. So it's amazing to see all these people that just really don't understand it, and they've built mighty empires and mighty castles on the foundations laid by InfoWars. And good, I'm glad that they're out there. I'm glad that we've moved the needle. I'm glad that we've changed the political paradigm. I'm glad that we control the narrative. I'm glad that we're now the conversation where we want it. But I really believe if Kamala Harris gets into the White House, they will shut down X. They will shut it down. I truly believe that. Now, if you've never been censored anywhere, you probably don't understand how serious that is. But you see, there wasn't the proper response when they censored InfoWars, Alex Jones, myself, and everybody that was here. There wasn't the proper response when they sued Alex for, they wanted over $1 trillion. That's real. They said they wanted over $1.5 trillion. I mean, that's absurd. The final judgment ended up being like hundreds of billions, which was still absurd. And so then they were like, okay, well, hundreds of millions. And they just lie about the whole thing. They'll do that to who's ever next. And so there's kind of this riding the wave of the election cycle and riding the wave of Elon Musk freeing up X. So they're kind of riding this wave and the numbers are good and the money is good. And there's this cognitive dissonance that it will all be taken away. And so it's like until you've been through that, until you've seen that, until you've... And that's where it comes back to the DOJ and the FBI and these people falling for it. I've been in the court with these people. I've been through trials with these people. I've been indicted by these people. There is no integrity. There is no justice. You really think all of a sudden the Department of Justice, the FBI are into it to get down to the bottom and find justice and stop foreign interference and all that stuff? Really, you believe that? Because maybe you don't like Lauren Chen or you don't like some of her commentary. Now you're all in. Oh, yeah, I trust the DOJ now. So it's this weird cognitive dissonance. But it makes me realize at the end of it all, folks, they have poured through our books time and time again. They've poured through my personal life, personal books, time and time again. So there is no doubt who makes InfoWars run. There is no doubt what the blood and the heart and the soul of InfoWars are. It's Alex Jones starting the company decades ago, and it's this audience supporting it, period. True believers in the idea of the American dream. True believers in the idea of an independent media. True believers in the idea that we can have a discussion and have a debate and not have to be afraid of going to prison because we have a First Amendment. And, you know, I see some of the numbers that these other people make that don't have near the impact or near the following of InfoWars. And again, it's like I could see how somebody would be bitter. I don't even care. Because this is how it works around here. I have been approached by Alex Jones. The first time was probably 2017 or 18. And when I started here, I basically had a small base salary. They didn't know what, you know, my people come in here and they just can't hack it, quite frankly. It's a tough job. And he came up to me maybe like a year after I was hired and looked and said, "You're still making your base salary?" I said, yeah. He's like, well, why didn't you say anything? I'm like, well, you know, I'm not really here for the money. Okay, well, he gave me a nice raise, and I've been able to live comfortably. I have a car that starts. I have a roof over my head that I like. I have food in my fridge that's healthy. And probably 4, 5, 6 times since then, Alex would come up to me and he would offer me a raise. Or he'd call me into his office and he'd offer me a raise. And I'd say, well, let's hire another crew member. Okay, they go out and hire another crew member. Come to me again. Hey, let's give you a raise. That's all right, Alex. Hire another crew member. Okay, hires another crew member. Comes up to me again. Says, hey, man, I've been talking about giving you a raise for a long time. Let's get that raise. I said, Alex, that's okay. Let's hire another crew member. And he says, well, why don't you go out and hire a crew member? I went out and I hired Rob Agueros. Been working here for probably 5 years or so now. That's how things work at InfoWars. In fact, I mean, this all came out in court anyway, so I don't even care. Alex was so frustrated that I wouldn't take a raise that he gave me his car. And he was like, look, I can't give you a raise. We're out of money now. I've been telling you I'd give you a raise, but we're out of money. There's no money now. How about I just give you a car as a form of a raise instead? How about that? See, there's nothing I've said that they don't already know. There's nothing I've said that hasn't already come out in court filings. There's nothing I've said that probably when they come and investigate Alex and myself for January 6th or all this other garbage that they haven't already seen. But see, that's what I'm saying. Then they go out in the media and they say, Alex has hundreds of millions of dollars. And then they go out in the media or people doing commentary on Alex. Alex is owned by this group or Alex is owned by that group. So I've seen the lies. I've seen how they build a lie. I've seen how they spin the narrative. And I've seen how people respond to it in a completely inaccurate way. So I'm not going to spend any more time on that. But when I heard Alex talking about the future of InfoWars and the big, I mean, I guess you want to say the next big court date coming up, September 24th, it really hit me. Because I fall into it too, where it's just, you know, you're walking through the trenches every day and eventually the noise of the mortars going off around you, it's just like, it just eventually just goes away. You don't even hear it anymore. But I just hope people understand, whether you like Alex or hate Alex, that the fate of InfoWars will ultimately be the fate of the First Amendment and free speech and independent media in this country. Now, they could shut this place down, but that doesn't mean it has to be the fate. You see, if they shut this place down and InfoWars gets resurrected in a sense, or InfoWars gets that mantle of the true independent, anti-corruption, free speech media, and that legacy is finally enshrined, then maybe there's a chance for the First Amendment. But if they shut this place down, and it's just like when they censored us, and just like when they sued us, and it barely gets a murmur, and not nearly enough attention, and not nearly enough panic, and not nearly enough of a sense of urgency, then all these other people that are building their empires now and building their castles now, and good for them, if they don't realize their fate will be the fate of InfoWars, then they're just still not quite there. And if you think for 1 second, whatever the case is with Lauren Chen and Tenet Media, if you think for 1 second that's a big story and that's a big deal, then you've just swung and missed at a ball in the dirt. A dirt ball. So I'm going to move on from that. The big story is that it's the FBI and the DOJ setting up the Democrats to refuse to certify Trump's election say it was Russian interference, Russian hacking, Russian influence. And then it's Hunter Biden pleading guilty out of nowhere today so they can avoid going to trial so that the whole Biden crime family syndicate does not get blown up, taking millions of dollars from all these foreign countries. And I'm supposed to sit here and freak out at this Lauren Chen tenant media thing when I've got the Israel lobby that buys out our Congress every election cycle for hundreds of millions of dollars. I've got the son of the current president of the United States working as a rat hole and a middleman taking millions of dollars from foreign countries. I've got the last two governors of New York, Hochul and Cuomo, with Chinese agents in their administration. I've got the Chinese Communist Party running the Confucius Institute at American universities. Oh, and I'm going to sit here and be told by the DOJ and the FBI, hey, look, it's Russia. And they paid like $10 million to this Lauren Chen and Tenet Media. Oh, yeah. And then because people don't like Lauren Chen's commentary, they pile on. And by the way, I've been critical of the political purists. I've been critical of the people that say, oh, I'm not voting Trump anymore. He's not strong enough on abortion. I've been critical of those people. Lauren Chen was one of those people. I'm remaining consistent. So when we come back, we'll talk about what's going on with the Hunter Biden case, why he pled guilty. But hey, no FBI indictments, no DOJ press conferences, the president's son taking millions of dollars. That's fine.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out. See how great it is. And then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The eugenicist over